Chapter 8. My apartment building was pre-laundry room vintage, and the present owner felt no compulsion to add amenities. The nearest coin op, Super Suds, was about a half mile away on Hamilton. Not a journey of insurmountable proportions, but a pain in the ass all the same. I tucked the stack of FTAs I'd received from Connie into my pocketbook and slung my pocketbook over my shoulder. I lugged my laundry basket into the hall, locked my door, and hauled myself out to the car. As far as laundromats went, Super Suds wasn't bad. There was parking in a small lot to the side of the building, and a luncheonette next door where a person could get a tasty chicken salad sandwich if a person had cash on hand. I happened to be low on cash on hand, so I dumped my laundry into a machine, added detergent and quarters, and settled down to review my FTAs. Lonnie Dodd was at the top of the stack and seemed like the easiest apprehension. He was 22 and lived in Hamilton Township. He'd been charged with auto theft, a first-time offender. I used the laundromat payphone to call Connie to verify that Dodd was still outstanding. "He's probably in his garage changing his oil," she said. "Happens all the time. It's one of those man things. Hell," they say to themselves, "nobody's going to push me around. All I did was steal a few cars. What's the big fucking deal?" So they don't show up for their court date. I thanked Connie for her insight and returned to my chair. As soon as my laundry was done, I'd mosey on over to Dodd's place and see if I could find him. I slid the files back into my pocketbook and transferred my clothes to the dryer. I sat down, looked out the big plate glass front window, and the blue van rolled by. I was so startled I froze, mouth open, eyes glazed, mind blank. Not what you would call a quick draw. The van disappeared down the street, and in the distance I could see the brake lights go on. Morelli was stopped in traffic. Now I moved. Actually, I think I flew, because I don't remember my feet touching pavement. I peeled out of the lot smoking rubber. I got to the corner and the alarm went off. In my haste, I'd forgotten to punch in the code.